U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson says Democrats are overreacting to efforts by the cost-cutting Department of Government Efficiency.
This is their reaction to the flurry of activity that's come out of the new administration, and the president is doing exactly what he said on the campaign trail that he would do, and he's delivering on that, and we're a big part of that, and we're going to do it as well.
How Republicans would like to see this play out?
Well, I mean, ideally, I'd like to see a law passed by Congress that cuts the budget of USAID.
Today is Wednesday, February 5th, and this is The Issue from VOA.
Hi, everyone. I'm Lori London.
And I'm Scott Walterman.
When President Trump said he would unleash American energy dominance and reduce the size of the government and deport dangerous illegal aliens and make American communities safe again, he meant what he said, and that's what we're seeing.
Republican Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives Mike Johnson reacting to comments from Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Over the past few days, Democrats have warned the American people that DOGE is operating like a shadow government.
Johnson said President Donald Trump is doing exactly what he promised to do on the campaign trail, and the American people want it.
Well, the Democratic Party truly is seemingly lost. They have no rudder, they have no vision, they have no clear leader. The only message they have is anti-President Trump, and we've all seen that that's a failed strategy time after time.
One of the complaints by the Democrats is that Congress decides where the money should be spent, and the administration is circumventing the law by doing things like shutting down the U.S. Agency for International Development and folding it into the State Department. To that, Johnson said,
I'm a fierce advocate and defender of Article I. I mean, that, look, we are the legislative branch. There's a reason the Founding Fathers put the Congress, the legislative branch, as the first article in the Constitution, and we're going to vigorously defend that. But what's happening right now, I think there's a gross overreaction in the media to what is happening. The executive branch of government in our system has the right to evaluate how executive branch agencies are operating and to ensure that not only the intent of Congress in funding mechanisms, but also the stewardship of precious American taxpayer dollars is being handled well. That's what they're doing by putting a pause on some of these agencies and by evaluating them, by doing these internal audits. That is a long overdue, much welcome development. That's what the American people demand and deserve. And that's what's happening. So we don't see this as a threat to Article I at all. We see this as an active, engaged, committed executive branch authority doing what the executive branch should do.
So, Lori, you know, one of the complaints by the Democrats is that the Congress has this authority and it's being challenged. But at this point in time, the Republicans control Congress. They have the majority in the House of Representatives, which is where the budget is finalized. Mike Johnson is the head of the body, and he seems perfectly fine with what's happening.
Let's talk to someone who actually can help us understand what the Republicans are saying and what they hope to accomplish. Joining us now is Alex Snorasta with the Cato Institute.
So first, thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
So there is a new divide, controversy between the Republicans and the Democrats over the work that DOGE is doing. The Democrats say everything they're doing is illegal. The Republicans seem to be saying this is what Trump campaigned on and he's delivering on the campaign promise. How do you see it?
Well, I think there are some very real concerns about the process and methods of cutting this agency's funding, USAID. I agree wholeheartedly with the goal and with the outcome, but I also think it needs to be done lawfully, and appealing to election results isn't good enough. So we need to make sure that these cuts are lawful, and part of the reason we need to make sure of that is to make sure that they stick. Because if they are unlawful cuts, then they are merely temporary, and they will be soon reversed by the courts, by Congress, or at least by the next time there's an election.
So what about this power that the president has given to Elon Musk for the Department of Government Efficiency? That's one of the big complaints they have, that he doesn't have the authority and this should have been done in a different way. Speaker Johnson says the media is grossly overreacting to these efforts.
So I think Johnson is correct that the media is overreacting to the severity of these cuts. The cuts in USAID, for example, are cuts to a very small agency that controls a very small portion, a fraction of a percent of federal government spending. So that is definitely an overreaction. But the very real concerns over whether these cuts are lawful, over the authority that this agency, the DOGE Commission, has to unilaterally accomplish these cuts, those are very legitimate and serious concerns that need to be discussed and to play out. But the exaggeration of the severity and impact in these cuts is really quite too much to bear.
We'll get back to that in a second, but how would you like to see them do it?
Well, I mean, ideally, I'd like to see a law passed by Congress that cuts the budget of USAID. And perhaps the president can push a law like that, argue that a law like that should be passed, argue that these cuts have been identified by DOGE, headed by Musk. That would be a totally legitimate, legal, and basically a legitimate way to do it.
When you say cut the budget, do you mean make budget cuts to the agency but continue to have it do some of the work it does? Or do you mean eliminate it, the agency altogether but through Congress?
I would like to eliminate the agency altogether through Congress. I think that would be, whether Congress decides to eliminate or to cut funding, either one of those is totally legal, legitimate, above board, constitutional, no legal controversies to any of that. I mean, the only controversy here is the way in which they're going about cutting the agency. That's the controversy.
As I understand it, the plan is sort of to take what USAID is doing and put it in the State Department. Is that your understanding?
That seems to have happened, is that it's already been folded in, as I understand, to the State Department.
Without the legislation.
Yes. Right. And, the thing is, the president has some opaque authority about reorganizing certain portions of the federal government. He's a chief executive. He's supposed to be in charge of some of these things. He may have some legal authority to move some people around, to move some small agencies like this around. But Congress is supposed to have the power of the purse and control budgets.
What about the power that the president has given to Elon Musk? That's one of the Democrats' biggest complaints.
Yeah, I mean, the agency that DOGE took over, this USDS, this former digital service, supposed to have some of these powers. There are legitimate concerns over whether this is legal. I mean, unfortunately, the law is very complicated in this area about who gets to be in charge of these agencies, who appoints the heads, who are they responsible to, who do they answer to, who checks them. Those are all legitimate questions. This type of thing has not been done before, but there is a real concern about the legality, and I think the courts will step in at some point in the very near future to sort this out.
So what is the view on what USAID's mission was, that of exercising soft power?
Yeah, so a lot of people do think a lot of what it was doing is good. There's disagreement about that. If the money is just transferred into the State Department, and then the State Department has more control over how that money is spent, then it's not really a budget cut, and DOGE is not really accomplishing its goals. I mean, we have to remember that Elon Musk talked about cutting between $1 and $2 trillion of spending, and you're not going to find that, of course, and USAID.
Well, of course, they said the employees are all being put on administrative leave by the end of the week. But I think, if I'm not mistaken, when federal employees are put on administrative leave, they get paid and they don't work.
That's what I understand as well. But it's, you know, it's a very small agency, a relatively small number of government employees. And it sounds to me like DOGE is getting its experience and cutting its teeth on this agency before it moves on to bigger agencies like the Department of Health and Human Services.
Sure. I mean, most of the budget, right, is the military budget, Medicaid.
Medicare and Social Security.
Right, Social Security, right.
Those are the big ones. And, you know, the federal budget's over $7 trillion. And we have about $2 trillion deficit. So whatever you think about the methods that DOGE is going about to try to make some small cuts here and there in USAID and what they may be doing in the future to HHS, some kind of cuts are going to be necessary. The major problem, though, and the disagreement that's totally legitimate and that needs to be sorted out by the courts is whether it's legal for DOGE to come in and do this. So that's really the big controversy now. It's not so much over the types of cuts that we're seeing, but more over how they are being accomplished.
You think it's headed to court?
I think it's almost guaranteed that it'll be headed to court. Almost everything that's done nowadays heads to court, and this seems more controversial than most. So I believe it will be looked at soon by the courts.
Thank you so much for the insight into this.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
That was Alex Narasta with the Cato Institute.
Interesting. So the primary objective, according to Alex, or what Alex would like to see, what Cato is saying, cut the budget. The budget has to be cut. $7 trillion budget, too much money, $2 trillion deficit. We need to make up some of that money. How you get there? Well, that's what they're debating.
Right. There's a very big push and pull on how to go about doing that. And both Democrats and Republicans are very far apart in how they feel that should happen.
You've been listening to The Issue from the Voice of America.
On behalf of all of us here at VOA in Washington and around the world, thanks so much for joining us.
Follow The Issue on X, Blue Sky, and Facebook at VOA The Issue. And for news 24/7, our website, voanews.com.
In Washington, I'm Lori London.
And I'm Scott Walterman.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.